When Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom at the two dots, where Tofer Pei Tefiot. The Mishnah, at the bottom of the Mishnah, it said, HaTofer Pei Tefiot, VeHaKorei Amanat Lid for Pei Tefiot. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara is bothered. Why did the Mishnah have to write HaTofer Pei Tefiot? HaTanina B'Avot Malachot. We already learned this in the Avot Malachot. There's no reason for the exact repeating of the same exact Lashonot. What more is it teaching us over here? As Rashi says clearly, HaTanina Le, the Avot Malachot, Lama Li Lamahadir. What do I need to go back? Ulumatanai, Hach over here. However, Lefushi Bamide, I'm not telling us anything new over here. Ata, it's not coming. Bishlama Arag Mishum Tulukta, the beginning of the Mishnah that we brought down on Oreg, it's because of the Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, v'shtei bati nirim, and I need that part of the mission of shtei bati nirim, liyashminam b'nirim, u'bekoris, u'bekiros, u'benafo, u'bekavra, v'sal, different types of weaving, the lotana lahatam. But over here, this is exactly what's written in the Lamatet Malachot, is that tofe beit tefiot. So why do we need to bring it down? That's the question of the Gemara. Hatanina b'yavu malacha v'atofa beit tefirot. So why did we bring down this halacha? Mishum dekaboy lemitna sefer. Because we wanted to write the sefer. You're right. There's absolutely no reason why the Tana had to bring down this this again. So what's the sefer? V'akorei almanat litfor beit tefirot. Wait a second. Ketani nami. It's also written in the Mishnah of the Lamatet Malachot. Hakorei almanat litfor beit tefirot. Kitani nami tovel manat ve'koreya hanami tanina. It's also written piavod malachot. So why did we bring down these two lines again? We have them exactly written as they were before. Ela mishum dekaboy lemitne sefer, because they wanted to write the sefer the next mishnah. And really, this is just an introduction to bring down the chedushim of what we're going to be covering today. Hakoreya bechamato, someone who gets angry, and in his anger he tears. On Shabbos, v'almeta, or because someone died, and he tears. Mishum haki ketani atofa shtei tefiot. That's why we brought down again the repeat of the Mishnah in the of the Lamatet Malachot. In order to bring down, we're going to see in just a minute in the next Mishnah. Hakorei almanat litfor shtei tefiot, hechi mishkachala. Where do we find that you have to tear in order to re-sew two stitches? The avda ki kista. It's talking about when you're sewing up the baggage and you get, I guess, a crimp, a little lump in it. You put in a little bit too much string. So you got to cut it, you tear it, in order to sew two stitches in order to make get the crimp down. Rashi, the avda ha baggage, when you made the baggage, ki kista. Kista is a lotion of a pocket. Holeket umit kapelet. It goes and it gets bunched up. Shaina begit shava, and the begit is not smooth, and the bolet for begit can be kis, and there's a little crimp, is the right word? Okay, at the approval. Fitzurikli kroa begit lamata, and you gotta tear the begit below. Umola lefana, and you smooth it on front of you, tefira mityashevet, and the tefira settles it, meaning now you have a smooth begit. Okay, here's the reason why we quoted the bottom of the last Mishnah is for this Mishnah. Hakoreya bechamato. Someone tears his begit in his anger. You can imagine the Gemara is going to talk about anger a little bit today. The almeto, or someone died and he tore his begit because of it. Vechola mikalkalim peturim. And also, anything that is mikalkil, it is potter. So even though we have a Mishnah, Lamatet Malachon, Hakoreya almanat litfor, this is tearing for the purpose. There's a few almanats in the Lamatet Malachon. There's erasing on the for the purpose of writing. There's destroying almanat to build. And there's also tearing almanat to sow. So these are all positive actions. You're tearing for the purpose of something positive. These are absolutely not positive at all. There's no reason to tear. They're calling mikalkalim anyone that destroys on Shabbos, even though you didn't do a lamatet malachot, patorim, meaning patorval also. There's an isimid rabbanim. You're not allowed to just be mikalkil. on Shabbos. It has to be, if you mekalkel for no purpose, there's an issur midrabbanan. Ve'mekalkel amanat litkon, anyone who destroys for the purpose to fix it up, like these other cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah, it could either be tearing to sew, destroying to rebuild, or anything else like that. Shiro kimitakin. The shear of destroying is exactly what the shear is if you have to rebuild it. How much is that shear going to be? So, example, if you're going to rebuild something, whatever the shear of rebuilding, that's the shear of the mekalkel over here. So it changes. It's not the static. It moves, this shear over here. Whatever it is to metakin, that's the shear of the kilkul. Shear malabin, someone who wants to bleach his clothing. Hamenapetz was the banging out and the making of the linen from flax. Tzoveya is coloring. Fiatoveh. All of these aspects of preparing the strings for making a baguette. Kamali rachav hasit kofo. It is the width of a double sit. A sit is when you take your forefinger and your middle finger. That distance over there is a sit. A sit kofo is that distance. The thumb and the forefinger. No, Rashi doesn't say it over here, but it's brought down in the Mefarshim. That's a sit kofo. Ta'orek shtei chutin. Someone who weaves two chutin, meaning you're taking two things and entwining it together, weaving it together, how long of a line do you need? Kimali asit, that much, from here to here. That's the amount of string you need to weave together, two of them together, in order to be over. Hasit kofel and Rashi, before speak of Gemara, situ, that's the hefsik shebein etzba la'ama. That's between, this is the etzba, the pointy finger, and the ama is the middle finger. According to how much a person could separate them. If you do any of these malachot, they're all avot malachot. You'll be chayv. And the seat kafel, like I said, is the thumb and the forefinger. If you did that much, even though you didn't do the whole line of the baguette, as long as you did enough of a seat, that's the measurement over here, you're chayv. Okay, so our Mishnah said, if someone tore out of their anger, or if someone died, this is called a kilkul, there's no purpose to it, you're potter. So the Mishnah is going to be a contradiction on. They're going to bring a brayta which is contradiction on both points over here. So the mission will, the Gemara will first take care of one point, and then later on down the Yamid will take care of the other point. From Menihu, we're going to bring a contradiction, another brayta, a brayta that's going to contradict this mission. Hakoreya bekamato, someone tears in his anger, or will be albalo vialmeto, in his avelus on his mate, chayiv. He's chayiv over here. Our mission said clear out, potter. Now we said he's chayiv. Chayiv, the afal pi shemechalet a Shabbat, meaning he tore his beged on Shabbos. He's mechalet Shabbat, let's say. We'll bring down the second case, which is what we're going to talk about right now.
How do
you
say avalot? Which
one? It's a funny lushan over here, and there are going to be, we're going to see at the end of the Gemara over here that it's really one. It's in his mace that he's in a velus for, meaning he has a chiyuv of kriya on it. Someone who has a chiyuv of kriya is already going into the maskana, but we'll read it in essence. You asked. Someone who has a chiyuv and he tears, he's chayiv on Shabbos. Afal pish makala the Shabbat yotzi day kriya. He's going to be yotzi his kriya that he has to, meaning he doesn't have to do kriya again, but he's makala Shabbat.
Just answer up. There's another gersa brought down by Gemara. It says ubavlo al meso, not.
Beautiful. Okay, so that says it clear out. So what do we see over here? On Shabbos, someone, you know, lo leinu, but someone died. Someone died that he has to do kriya. He does kriya. He's chayiv. That's the first thing. And even though he was mechal Shabbat, he's yotzi day kriya. So there's a lot of questions on this. First of all, what is he chayiv on? Chayiv is a lashon of he did an av malacha of kriya. What's the av malacha kriya? Kriya, the av malacha kriya is hakriya al menat litfor. When you do kriya on a dead person, you're not allowed to do kriya. You're not allowed to re-sew it. It's got to be left. So what's the av malacha? We were sitting down and trying to figure out what the av malacha is over here. It's mefor shulchan aruch. It brings down the av malacha. There's an interesting av malacha over here, and there's a tumult on the shulchan aruch. Kriya for a dead, for someone who died, he says any kriya that's to fix, that's not al menat litfor, is a tolda of kriya of kriya al menat litfor. Interesting, right? The av malacha is kriya al menat litfor, but any kriya that's not al menat litfor but is a tikkun within itself is a tolda, and that's an issa d'raisa. Tolda is also an issa d'raisa. So that's the issa over here. The question is, it says even though you machal shabbat, you yotzi your kriya. We have a klal in Shas that a mitzvah, haba me'avera, if you do a mitzvah to an avera, if I steal someone's lulav on Sukkot, I'm not going to be yotzi my lulav. This is an avera done over here with this lulav. It's an avera lulav. So I'm not going to be yotzi it. So yet over here, I'm mekal Shabbat with my kriya, and yet I'm yotzi. The alpha bish mekal the Shabbat, yotzi de kriya. It's a pillow over here. So my chavrusa made an interesting diakov over here, a manashach. Let's see what happens. If you tear and you're not yotzi, your kriya, is that a tikkun? It's nothing. It's just destructive over here. So one of my over Shabbos, if it's a positive act over here, it has to be a positive act that I did it for a tikkun. If I did it for a tikkun, that means I had to do something positive. So over here, it's a manashach. If I don't have to do the kriya a second time, that means it's a good kriya. That means I'm over Shabbos over here. Oh. So he says that it has to be over here if you're going to be over Chil Shabbos. Because if I'm not over Chil Shabbos, that means it wasn't a positive act. Let me say it over clearer. Meaning, Afal Pish Makala Shabbat Yom Tov Kriya. That if I'm over only Shabbos, if I did a positive act. If I did a positive act, that means I have to be yotzi. So even though I did an avera over here, the only way I could do an avera is if it's a positive act. Problem is, he asked, so just be potter and not be over. Not let it be a positive act. Say it's a mitzvah bavli avera, therefore it takes away your kriya, you have to do kriya again, and therefore you're not over an Issa Shabbos. So why are you over a Chil Shabbos? So Lemaisa the Sfas Emes asks the question, and he says two interesting points in the halakhas of kriya. First one, he says that kriya on a velo is, who says it's a mitzvah? Maybe it's not a mitzvah to do kriya. It's a chiyuv to do kriya. Interesting deal over here. It's not a mitzvah to do chiyuv, but you have a chiyuv. I'm not exactly sure of the difference between a mitzvah and a chiyuv, but he was fine with it. But he brings down another reason over here. Who said the mitzvah is to tear? He wants to bring down that the mitzvah could be that you have a torn beged. That your beged is torn, that you're showing that your beged is torn. These are the two ways that the Sfas Emes gets out of this question of a mitzvah baba avera. But Lemaisa, what do we see from our brice over here? If you do kriya, you are over an issur d'oraisa. And yet our Mishnah said, if you do kriya al meto, you're potter. It's a steal. Lo kasha. Haba meiti de, haba meit di alma. Oh. The Bryce is talking about his personal loss, and the mission is talking about a stomp person died and he teared his begging on it. So in the case of our Bryce, it's a meiti de, we as a chiyuv, either to do kriya or it's a chiyuv to have a beggar that's torn and he does it on Shabbos. Oh. That will be chayvon. Because that itself is a tikkun. Because you have to do it. And in the Mishnah, it's where he doesn't have to do the kriya, and he does the kriya anyway. That's just stam a kilkul. There's no tikkun with it. That'll be paton. But the obvious question is, if you look at the words in the Mishnah, hakareya bechamato bial meito, his mate over here. How could you say it's a mate bialma? It's his meito. Ha meito ketani. So liola b'meiti day. It's also talking about b'meiti day. It's a cousin or an uncle, meaning there's certain family members that you have a chiyuv of a velus on. That's your parents, your siblings, your children. And is a and anyone else is no chiyuvan. So he had a beloved uncle. He heard his uncle was nifter. It was so mitzarem. He tore his beged on Shabbos. He's potter. But since there's no chiyuv, there's no tikkun by doing it, he is potter. Rashi. Nira b'ena dahaki karsina. Again, Rashi has a different gear. So not exactly gear. So Joel was saying, but another gear. So. For many, we bring us to you. Hakorea bechamaso v'avalo v'almeito. He does have the vav. Chayev yafalpi. Ulamai degoris hakorea bechamato v'avalo v'almeito. Afalpi. Lo yedana may yatsi dekriya shayek lemeimor avachamato. He's worried by why are you yotzi a kriya through your anger. V'amai neked bechamato. He doesn't understand why the anger part is in it. The stira of the problem of Shabbos is only on Meitel. That's why she was having a problem with that. Yotzi de Akriya, she adam chayev likro al Meitel. Yotzi de Akriya is a person's chayev to tear on his mate. Ha mate di day, bright or bright, ketani chayev, but mate di day. It's talking about his own personal loss. She chayev likro alav, he has a chayev akriya. Hilka kriya di day lav kilkul hu ela tikkun. It's not called a kilkul, if you have to do it, rather it's a tikkun. Ah, the Mishnah says ha meito nami kitami matnitin. It means his mate. So you have to say liolam b'meiti day. Shemutal love likovo. It's on him to bury. Umiu bahanak the love b'nei avelud ninhu she'enu miotam amorim b'parsha kohanim. And but they're not those. He has a chiyuv to bury him. It's a close relative, but he doesn't have a chiyuv to tear, as we find in the parsha kohanim. Avi v'imo b'no beito v'agi. Achi v'achoto. When this is talking about when Nadav Yaviel was passed away. Sorry, it's not. This is talking about Parshas Emor of the halachas of the Kohanim who they have to bury. Lefichach ich. Oh, and that's going right over here. What? Who they have to be metami for? But not that the tearing comes on. They all ask the question: where do you learn tearing from? Where do you know? Is tearing a chiyuv deraisa? Or a midrabanan. So they want to bring down with Nadav Yaviel. In the parsha after Nadav Yaviel, they bring down halachas of Kohanim that if you tear, don't hafrima, I think is the lashon, you don't put it back together. But the Lamaitz, it's brought down in halacha, it's a machloket, it's whether it's derived from midrabanan. They bring it down into midrabanan with an asmakta. The kriya on a mace, even though you find many places of kriya, you find David and Melech tearing on his son when his son was killed. You find with Eov, when Eov lost his children, he did kriya. Yirmiyah does kriya. But these, they bring down a halacha that all is smakta. And it's a midrabanan that one has to do kriya. Oh yeah, but it's a kriya that has a tikkun, so you'd be chayvan. Okay. Brisa. Well, not a brisa yet. V'i chacham hu. If the person, meaning not his personal loss, but the person who is nifta was a chacham, we're going to go through Hilchos Kriya right now. He's Chayev to do Kriya on a Chacham. Okay, we'll see at the end what the Halacha is today. If it's a Chacham, someone who's a Chacham, what does Rashi say? Upyachinan in Chacham hu, Zeshemet, if it was a Chacham that died, Chiyuvi Mechayevi Nami Likroa, Kevet de Mechayev, Metakin hu v'yamai Potter. In our Mishnah, it says, HaKoreya al-Meito, he's potter. But if it's a Chacham, you have a Chiyuv also to do Kriya, why should you be potter? And of course, we're going to answer, because the Mishnah is talking about where it's not a Chacham. And that's going to be the style going on. We're going to ask different cases where there's a Chiyuv of Kriya. A Chacham dies when it's Chayv to Kriya. Titania, Chacham Shemet, HaKol Karovov. Everyone in is his relative. HaKol. Karavav, everyone is relative. Sagatayta Ella, Ema Hakol Kik Karavav. Everyone is considered like his relative, meaning everybody has a chiyuv of kriya. Hakol Korin Olav, Hakol Choltim Olav. Everybody has to kriya on him. Everybody has to choltim. Choltim is, we don't do it today, but when they did kriya and they're carrying the beer, they bare their shoulder. I've never seen it done, but that's what used to be. Hakol Mavrim Alav Birachava. The Mavrim is the first meal of the mourner that cannot be from his own food. Guests bring it to him. And they used to do this in the Rachava. This was the open space in the town where they had a lot of activities. We don't have dinim of Rachava today. But everybody would have to eat from someone else's food. Meaning it's a time of national mourning. We're all considered aveilim when a chacham dies. Are they, and they do things
they
over
do
there.
They give them
there's a lot of halakhas over our Rechava and last parak of Megillah they go through, but I don't think we're, it's interesting that they know it. Lo tzricha, it's a question on our mission. If he's a chacham, you have to do kriya. Lo tzricha delav chacham hu. Can answer quick, easily on the Mishnah. And this is the style of Gemara. When you don't have names of an Amora or a Tana coming in, a lot of times the give and take, the shakal vatari of the give and take is to bring out information. It's not that there was really a hava mina, but we wanted to bring out this information of a chacham, and we could easily be doka the answer, the lav chacham who in our Mishnah. And we're going to see this style going on in this Gemara. If a name of a Tana or an Amora was mentioned, then this hava mina. And you have to question, what was the hava mina that you should say that in the Mishnah? There's a chacham, but over here when it's such an easy, it was doka so easily, it's to bring out the information. Rashi, Choltzim, I'm bearing the shoulder. Yotzim lefanav chalutzi ketiv, chaluka kavua ad shekatevo chalutza avuma. The ones who go out and carry, they bear their shoulder where they did the kriya until that their shoulder is bare. Mavin ala berachavish, ahayu mavin avalim berachavish, suda rishona. They would give the first suda to the avalim in the rachava. Sha'aval ochel enu ochel mishlo. The aval that eats does not eat from his own food. The aso, it's also to eat from his own food. The kamal leivachman liyecheskel. We learn a lot of our halachas from avelus. How you have to be noheg with yecheskel. Because when yecheskel was in avelus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him you have to do these things. So when we see when yecheskel had to do them when he was in avelus, we understand that when we're in avelus, we're not allowed to do them. Because it said with yecheskel, lechem anashim lo tachel. When you're in Avelis, don't eat other people's food. And that's how we make all our limudim. Okay, we ask another question. Ve'im adam kashahu. If he's a kosher person. Who is a kosher person? Lamaisa, most of the people in this room. It means someone who is not Torasso or Manasso. He's a balabas who's an honest, upstanding balabas. He's just not one of the chachmei ador. He's not a gadol ador, but... He does all the mitzvahs, no one has any tainas on him, he's not doing averus, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Over here, he's an Adam Kasher. If the person's an Adam Kasher, that died, remember the first case was a Chacham, meaning he's an outstanding Torah scholar, second case is an outstanding person that doesn't have the scholarship because he hasn't spent the years in yeshiva. Who? If it's an Adam Kasher, who? Chiyuvi Mechayvi. You're also chayiv to do kriya on an outstanding person. Titania, mepnei ma meiting banov ubanatov shel adam kishen ketanim. It's a hard gemara. But why do young children die on a person? What did the parents do? What did the children do? It's a question that people ask. What could be the aver over here? Kedei sheyivka v'yitavel al adam kasha. In order that a person should also cry and do avelus on an adam kasha, on a fine yid over here. And that's the gemara asked the question. Kedei sheyivka. Meaning in future, in order that he should, Arbune Shakli Mine, is your children a mashkun, an oriv, that you to make sure you do it? The child is mepneishal lo bachav yit avil al adam kasha, because the person did not mourn for a finer yid. He gets punished, his children, and now he has to cry for his children. Shekol habokel adam kasha mochlin lo. Anyone who cries over an adam kasha, mochlin lo akol avonotav. He's forgiven all his sins. B'shvil hakavod shiasa. Because of the kavod that he does for him. And we answer over here, it's a question on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says anyone who tears on a mate is potter. But over here you find a chiyuv. If he's a kosher yid, you have to do it. Lo tzricha delav adam kasher. You have to say that the Mishnah is not talking about an adam kasher. Rashi, ervuni shakli. What, your kids are set up as a mashkun? Kodim sheyachata, before the person sins and didn't mourn for this Adam Kashin, not Lu Mashkana, they're going to take his children away as a Mashkana, doesn't make sense. Okay, the next case is Ve'i Dekai V'shas Yitzia Neshama Chiyuv V'mechayvei. If he's there at the time of the Yitzia, and most people are going to learn over here, it's talking about any Yid now, not even a kosher Yid, meaning a Yid that also has a Ve'ot. He's not this outstanding Bala Bas that doesn't, no one has any tainus, he doesn't do averus, he does all the mitzvahs, but he's at the time when the person, when the Neshama leaves over there. Chiyuvi Mechayve. Again, on our Mishnah, it says someone who tears on his mace, he's potter. But if you're there at the time of the neshama going out, chiyuv mechayve, you're chayev to do kriya. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ha'omed ala meit b'shas yitzir neshama. If someone's standing by that person when their neshama leaves them, chayev likvoa, he's chayev to tear. Halama zedomer, what is this compared to? To a sefer Torah shenishrafa. It's compared to a sefer Torah that's burnt. Rashi. Sefer Torah shenishrafa. Haro is sefer Torah shenishrafa. Anyone who sees a sefer Torah that's burnt, chayv likro. You have to do kriya on it. Ki diamina b'mor katan, b'megillah shesaf Yehoiakim, when he burnt the megillah over there, the thing, diktiv, lo pakto, v'lo karvig, begotim. There was a time on Klai Yisrael that they didn't tremble, they weren't afraid, they didn't tear the begotim. Af nishma Yisrael, and they tell it, and any yid that dies, domo lo she'ein lecha reik bi Yisrael she'ein bo Torah mitzvos. Even though this isn't a kosher yid, but there's no one empty in Yisrael that doesn't have Torah mitzvos, it's like a sefer Torah burning. He must have had some Torah in him, and it's not here anymore. Lo tzricha de lo kai b'shas yitzir neshama. It's talking about where the person wasn't there at the time of the neshama going out. Okay, that takes care of the stira between a velus and someone that you don't have a velus on. Meaning, who do you have to do kriya on? You have to do kriya on one of your close relatives, or an Adam Chacham, a Gadol, or Adam Kasher, or at the time of Yitzir Neshama. Now, we're not going to go into Psak Halakha over here, but Lamaisa, we're not so Noheg this today. I don't see people really doing a Kriya. You have a lot of fine Yidim now. You have Chachamim Dari. So the first thing is, who is the Chacham? We bring down the Chacham is like a Rebbe Mufak is brought down Halakha. Not many of us have a Rebbe Mufak, but a Gadol Ador would be. And yet I still don't see people doing Kriya on it. So in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, which is a standard sefer in Hilchos Avelos, he brings down all the halakas on there. Lo aleinu, but people who have gone through it, it's a sefer that we learn. He brings down, he goes through the different kriyot, and the first one he does is b'shas yitzir neshama. Now a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there are people who've been there and sees neshama. We usually don't do kriya. If it's a close relative, they wait till you're at the hespedim and then they do it. So he brings down a very interesting thing. He brings down that one should do it. And there are those who bring down, this is the Sefer Geshur Chaim. Geshur Chaim is also one of the standard sforim on Kriya and the way we approach Kriya. And he brings down, the Geshur Chaim brings this down, the reason why we don't do it today is if people do it today, they'll be restrained from being with a person at their last moments. Unbelievable. Person who is restrained, it's a tremendous mitzvah to be with a person at the last moments. And yet, if people know that they have to tear their begotim, if they're over there, there might be people not coming over there, and that's enough of a reason that we're no way today that even at B'shas Yitziot Neshama, we don't do it. Okay, when Rav Lev comes, we'll clarify it further, at least I will, on how we're no way today. But according to the Sefer, just the book, that's a comfort. Oh, what about an Adam Kasher today? So there are those that bring down that the way to learn the Gemara is when it says, if you're there at the Yitziyot Neshama, it's going on in Adam Kasha. That only in Adam Kasha, at the time when his Neshama is leaving, do you do, that you have a Chiyavon. And Lamaisa, again, he brings down, V'chein Nogu L'Hakel. Today we're Mekel on it. And this is a Ran, the way the Ran learns this come over here, that they, at the time of the Yitziyot Neshama, is on an Adam Kasha. And he brings down to Beis Yosef that he doesn't understand that if you're there at an Adam Kasher and he's Nifter, why don't you do Kriya? But he brings down that's the minhag today. And on the Rav, we could say That only if your vov kakmaso is learned from him, and therefore we are noigim lahakel, since most people don't have a Rebbe Muvak. It doesn't say that the din is a Rebbe Muvak. If the din is a Rebbe Muvak, there's lots of dinim today, even though we don't have a Rebbe Muvak, but a Morta Asva, a Rosh Shiva. These people have dinim, like in terms of standing up as a Rabbe Muvak, but he brings over here, it has to be that Shavob Chakmaso is you learn from him, and Stama, that's the one of the reasons probably why we're not knowing on it, but it definitely needs clarification in the halacha over here. Okay. Right in the Gemara. So, Hinnok Mito, that answers the steer between our mission and the price on his mace. The Mishnah says your potter, if it's talking about not his close relative or not a chacham or not a mankash, and you weren't there at the time of the Kriya. And our Mishnah, our brisa that Yechayiv on Shabbos is because it was a tikkun, because you had a chiyuv of kriyata. Eilu chamaso achamaso. What about his anger? Our Mishnah said that if he tears in his anger, he's potter, because it's a destructive act. And yet our brisa says if he's tearing in his anger, he's chayiv on Shabbos. What kind of positiveness is from an act of anger over here? Kasha, it's a kasha, chamaso achamaso. Nami lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rebbe Yehuda, ha Rebbe Shimon. One is Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. Now we've had this machloket numerous times. Rav Lef has explained it out, and every time he's gone through it, and I found out, because when he was in Tells, he wrote in a Torah journal exactly on this machloket Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. That's why he has it so clear. It's a big chiddush what he's saying, but if anyone wants to look at it, Rav Lef has a whole thing on the machloket of Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, on a malacha she'enu tzvika legufa. Okay, we've had it already. Malacha she'enu tzvika legufa. The example is, you're digging a hole outside because you need the dirt. Needing the dirt on Shabbos is no issue over here. But the fact is, you made a hole outside. Okay, that's chorish over here. So, but you didn't make the hole for the purpose of the hole. So, a malacha she'enu tzvika legufa. You did a malacha, but you don't need it, per se. But it was done. Rabbi Yehuda is chayiv on it. Mr. Rav says you don't need kavana, and Rabbi Shimon is your pot on it. You didn't have kavana to make a hole, you're pot on it. And the Rav goes into the different reasons why there's not a pesik resha, but the Rav explained a few times. So that's the case over here. Our Mishnah that says a krei b'chamaso is Rabbi Shimon over here. It's malach shenu tzricha legufa, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, our price is Rebbe Yehuda, that a malacha shenu tzvika kufa, even though you didn't need to do it at all, but a malacha shenu tzvika lagufa, yechayv aleya. Our Rebbe Shimon diomei malacha shenu tzvika lagufa, potter aleya. Now here's the problem. We're saying now, our price, if someone tears on Shabbos, a destructive act, he did an iser, right? He teared over here, he's chayv on it. Eimet d'shmalei l'Rebbe Yehuda b'metakim. Maybe when Rebbe Yehuda says a malacha she'enu tzricha legufa yechayv is only when there's some positive act coming from it. Lamaisa, you have a hole, you didn't do anything bad, you have the dirt, all these things. But mekalkil, but when you're doing something as destructive purpose, mishumatlai, who says yechayv? Over here, he just tore a beged. There's nothing positive going out over here. So who said that Rebbe Yehuda with all the malacha she'enu tzricha legufa is even on just destroying things? Omer Rebbe Avin, and there's a big chiddush. Hainami mitakinu, it's mitakin. Deka avi nachat ruach li yitzro. He calmed himself down, right? He has this terrible anger problem. He's about to knock someone's head off. Instead, he goes and he tears a beggar and he gets out his frustration, his anger on it. It's mitakin his yitzro over here. He's calmed down a little bit. That itself is a tikkun. And that tikkun over there is enough to make an malacha she'enu tzvika legufa in a positive sense and not a negative sense. Gemara is going to go away from this. Mishari, is that possible? Okay, he gavna mishari. Is there any heter at all that a person can destroy things in his anger to get his frustration out and not take it out in a worse offense? For hatanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon chufa bar igra. Shemar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan bin Nori. Ha Korea Mikra begadah bechamas. So someone who tears his garments in his anger. Umeshabet kelim bechamas. Or he breaks kelim. Umefazim meotav bechamas. Or he's so angry and he just throws his money away. Yehi beinecha ke'ovdi avodah zorah. It's like he's ovdi avodah zorah. I'm sorry, the Gemara is saying over here, that because someone is frustrated, he takes out his anger in a way by destroying something, there is no hento over there. It's like he's over the avodah zorah. Shakach umaso shel yetzarah. This is the ways of the yetzarah. Hayom omer lo aseh kach. Today he says do a little of her. Ulamacha omer lo aseh kach. Do it a little bit more. Ach yom lo over the avodah zorah. The whole lack of the Ovid, until he convinces you to do a avodah zorah. Meaning the Yetzirah over here wants you to be over this avera over here of tearing, even though it seems like a small avera, but this is giving in to the Yetzirah himself. And you're not allowed to give in to the Yetzirah itself. Omer Revavin, my Kavah, what's the pasuk? Lo yebecha, should not be in you, El Zar, a foreign god. V'lo tishtachav El Nachin, don't bow to a foreign god. Ezu el zar shiyesh begufu. What is this foreign god that's shiyesh begufu from the lashon of bacha? Shel adam havim ez yetzara. It's yetzara of Yerashi. Harav Yehuda umeito ameito hachinami. Really, once we said that it's Rebbe Yehuda over here, we can even answer our first question that with the meito al meito from the Mishnah and the Brisa. Nami havi matzi l'tivutzi. Ele mirkor ahadilia liugmino kechad tana. It's better to say that the mission in the Brisa is one tana and explain it that way, which we did with the Meisor, than to say it's two different tanas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo mitukma ele k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'ha malach shenu tzviko l'gufa hi k'motzi et ha-meis l'kovam. Nachad vok li'etzro, sh'mashach et chamoso. He settled his anger. Mishari v'haytanya, amalav metakinu, shimalami to margalit yitzro levolav. Who says it's a tikkun if you're tearing this faggot over here? He's training and getting accustomed with his yitzhara. He gave into his yitzhara, and there's no hetter to give into yitzhara. V'cha, mashma b'kir v'cha, shi'im haye v'cha, tishtacha v'le'el nacho v'sof. So lo tzricha. So what do we do with over here? Where are you going to be over a chiyuv for your anger tearing over here? He's doing it in order to instill anger on his house, meaning he's not doing it with true anger, that he's tearing to get his frustrations out, because that's giving into the Yetzirah, and you're not allowed to give it to the Yetzirah. Rather, you're doing it, meaning it's called anger on your face, but not in your heart. He's doing it to instill on members of his house. Like we see examples of Amorim that did it. Ki had Rev Yehuda shalif matzvaita. He tore, I guess, at the hem of a garment to show that the members of his house, he's really angry, in order that they should get in line over here. Rashi shalif matzvaita min a beged, the edge of the beged bechamaso liarvotam shukas viagarmi pnaf, to show him that he's angry, that they should be a little afraid of him over here. That is mutter to do. To instill a little fear, not too much. It's a good morning game, that if you instill too much fear in your house, you could have tens of thousands of people killed. Mine said Plegish Begiva at the beginning of Gin came from, it's called Ema Yetera on your house. To instill too much fear in the house is definitely not allowed. But a little bit to keep the kids in line is allowed. Ravacha bar Yaakov Tava Ma'ani Tavir, he would break broken vessels over here. It's not Bal Tashchit over here. It breaks the hands broken already. But again, to instill a little fear. But Sheshit, this one I really didn't understand so well. Hebirami Leli Amte Minyune Aresha. He'd throw the gel of the fish at his maidservant. Get her in line over here. Okay. That's what he'd do to her. Rebbe Ava Tava Niktave. He'd break the top of the vessels. Rashi minyuni tzir shel dadim kitanim. He'd throw the tzir of dadim kitanim at his maidservant to get her to work a little harder. Niktama is kisay hakad. So we see over here that this is the answer over here, that there is a tikkun. You can tear a garment as long as it's a question of bal tashkit. It's not like you can do away that it's not bal tashkit. For a tikkun, in order to get people in line, and that would be a mishnah over here, on that you'd be chayiv on Shabbos, because it's a kriya that has a tikkun to it, and that's a tolda of kriya.